Leviticus chapter 18. And Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, I am Jehovah your God. After the doings of the land of Egypt, wherein ye dwelt, shall ye not do. And after the doings of the land of Canaan, whither I bring you, shall ye not do. Neither shall ye walk in their customs. Mine ordinances shall ye do, and my statutes shall ye observe to walk therein. I am Jehovah your God. And ye shall observe my statutes and my judgments, by which the man that doeth them shall live. I am Jehovah. No one shall approach to any that is his near relation to uncover his nakedness. I am Jehovah. The nakedness of thy father and the nakedness of thy mother shalt thou not uncover. She is thy mother. Thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. The nakedness of thy father's wife shalt thou not uncover. It is thy father's nakedness. The nakedness of thy sister, the daughter of thy father, or daughter of thy mother, born at home or born abroad, their nakedness shalt thou not uncover. The nakedness of thy son's daughter, or of thy daughter's daughter, their nakedness shalt thou not uncover, for theirs is thy nakedness. The nakedness of thy father's wife's daughter, begotten of thy father, she is thy sister, thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. The nakedness of thy father's sister shalt thou not uncover, she is thy father's near relation. The nakedness of thy mother's sister shalt thou not uncover, for she is thy mother's near relation. The nakedness of thy father's brother shalt thou not uncover. Thou shalt not approach his wife, she is thine aunt. The nakedness of thy daughter-in-law shalt thou not uncover, she is thy son's wife. Thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. The nakedness of thy brother's wife shalt thou not uncover, it is thy brother's nakedness. The nakedness of a woman and her daughter shalt thou not uncover. Thou shalt not take her son's daughter, nor her daughter's daughter, to uncover her nakedness. They are her near relations, it is wickedness. And thou shalt not take a wife to her sister to vex her, to uncover her nakedness beside her during her life. And thou shalt not approach a woman in the separation of her uncleanness to uncover her nakedness. And thou shalt not lie carnally with thy neighbor's wife to become unclean with her. And thou shalt not give of thy seed to let them pass through the fire to Molech. Neither shalt thou profane the name of thy God. I am Jehovah. And thou shalt not lie with mankind as one lieth with a woman. It is an abomination. And thou shalt lie with no beast to become unclean therewith. And a woman shall not stand before a beast to lie down with it. It is confusion. Make not yourselves unclean in any of these things. For in all these have the nations which I am casting out before you made themselves unclean. And the land hath become unclean. And I visit the iniquity thereof upon it, and the land vomiteth out its inhabitants. But ye shall observe my statutes and my judgments, and shall not commit any of these abominations, the homeborn and the stranger that sojourneth among you. For all these abominations have the men of the land done, who were before you, and the land hath been made unclean. That the land vomit you not out when ye make it unclean, as it vomited out the nation that was before you. For whoever committeth any of these abominations, the souls that commit them shall be cut off from among their people. And ye shall observe my charge, that ye commit not any of the abominable customs which were committed before you, and ye shall not make yourselves unclean therein. I am Jehovah your God.